neon lights all night diner. Anita's right on time with my coffee and extra cream. The cafe's dim now with the same faces and same old curtains. It's been around here since we had Mr. Kennedy. Anita said we may get a new sign come summer. That old one's been out there since 63. She said, I remember Pop was so proud. The day he saw it, he said, it's gonna be the finest place in their little town to eat. Anita said, I'll be the one pouring your coffee and listening to your stories. Girl, you got them veins running up and down your legs. But she laughed and said, hey, we're not in high school anymore. And she's gone to get me a refill. Besides, someone's gotta pay the bills. I heard her say, somebody's gotta pay the bills. And there's a Bible on the counter. It's been there for 20 some odd years now. And all the sinners would come in and read. They took it all in and they threw it all away. And sometimes they'd remember John chapter 3 and verse 16. Sometimes. Anita said, my son Jimmy's got his new uniform and first game on Friday. Did you hear Big Joe's father passed away? I said, I wish him the best of luck this season. And oh no, I'm sorry to hear about that one. But my mind was 7 miles and 30 years away. It's in the front seat of my grandpa's Impala. Guess it was late summer in 63. He said, I'm gonna get you a big old burger with a small town's worth of flavor. You know it's the finest place in their little town. So before the girls and guitars and cars and baseball, before I slept right through the American dream, there was Betty at the old night diner. Anita's mama was my Saturday night queen. Give us this day our daily bread. Remember the truth is gonna set us free. And she said, what are you doing here alone on another Saturday night? And I said, I'm just a being me. Besides, it's the finest place in their little town too. Neon lights, all night diner. Anita's right on time with my coffee.